Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where I teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say, is that okay in Chinese? We have Jessie with us. Hi, Jessie.
Hi.
Hi, 你好。
你好。
你 is you, 好 is good, 你好 is hello.So we are going to say, is that okay? In fact, we only have one word to learn because we already said 你好
how
is good, right? You remember?
That's right.
And to ask, hey, is that okay? Actually, we say 好不好
好不好
好不好 and then 好 is good.
好
好
好
不 is no.
不
不
不
is fourth tone.
Oh, is that like jumping out on someone and saying boo?
Yeah, a little bit. But then boo, in a way, the position of the tongue is slightly different.
Right.
Boo. And you actually try to shrink your tongue back to the far back of your throat. Boo.
Boo.
Perfect. 好.
好.
好不好.
好不好.
Good, no, good. Means, is that okay?
Right. So directly translated, it kind of makes sense as well.
That's right. So we say 好不好.
好不好?
And when you say that naturally, 好不好? And of course, you can be very awkward, just like most beginners would do. They will say 好不好? That's really difficult. But if you relax your muscles and say 好不好?
Right, just relaxing.
Yeah.
好不好?
好不好? And the answer here is very easy. If you think, hey, it's good, then you say 好.
好.
It's very straightforward, but if you say no, 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 it's not a good idea, then you say 不好.
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 Now, is that rude or
No, it's fine. Yeah. You can just say that. And most people are quite straightforward and they like to know the answer. Like, for example, I say, hey, let's have stinky tofu, 好不好?
And I can say, 不好.
Exactly.
They won't be offended, are you sure?
Nope. No, they won't. They will say, ah, come on, try some. It's delicious.
Yeah.
And I can say, let's have Thai food, shall we? 好不好?
好.
好. Let's watch a movie, 好不好?
好.
And let's go to karaoke, 好不好?
不好.
Oh, no. I love karaoke. You should say 好. You see, they will force you. They will force you. You can say 不好. And
how do you refuse politely? Is there a different one? Or if you say it?
你说不要吧 Yeah, a little bit politer, but you can just say 不好. No one would really be offended.
Yeah.
And just express yourself. Otherwise, if you try to be too polite, you may discover yourself in a situation that you don't really want to be. So just say it 好 or 不好.
That's good. And even though it makes sense, the question, good, not good, in English saying not good sounds so strong and so kind of rude.It's great to hear that in Chinese, actually, that's not the case.
No.
You're just being straightforward and the answer won't be something that will land you in trouble. So.
That's right. And then, in fact, you just reminded me when I was in the school as a kid, the teachers, they will often say, hey, you did a good job. They will say 好. They will say 好 on your paper,
right.
On your exam paper.
Yeah.
Or if they don't think that you performed well...They will say 不好. So once you learn how to recognize the two different phrases, 好 and 不好,
yeah.
You actually very much know how well you perform in your class.
Yeah. Oh, it's interesting because in English, you get the satisfactory, which the word means, you know, satisfactory. It's okay. But really, satisfactory means not good, but no one's ever going to write not good.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they will say, oh yeah, you've done all right.
Yeah,
that type
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah,
yes. But in Chinese, they tend to be quite straightforward. 好不好. And then once you put it together and say it smoothly and naturally, that becomes, is that okay? 好不好.
好不好.
好很好. Right. Thank you very much, Jessie.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you one useful phrase of Chinese every day. I hope you enjoyed this episode. 好不好? Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and be sure to share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见。
再见。
好。